Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so the question today, pretty deep. We're actually going deep because it's the middle of the week. We only have fun on Mondays and Fridays.
So going deep today.
The question is, and think about this for a second, everybody. Would you rather go through life unable to remember anything or unable to forget anything ever?
Mm-hmm.
So you either can't remember anything or you can't forget anything. Whew, this is a tough one for me because...
Yeah.
Honestly...
What do you think?
There's a lot of things you want to forget that can traumatize you, but then to never remember anything,
never remember.
I get so sad when I can't remember facts and I'm trying to tell a story and I'm like, shoot, what happened next? Or what was I going to say?
What was I going to say?
That makes me crazy as well.
Yeah.
They're both awful.
They could be both great in different senses.
Sure.
And I've kind of pondered this since we set this as the question for yesterday, because we decided, it's a pretty deep question, but either way can be deep. It just depends on how deep you're trying to take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So would you rather never forget, would you rather always remember?
You would remember everything.
Or always forget or never, you know what I'm saying?
You basically either forget everything or you can't
see a thing that you've seen in your
essentially,
life.
Essentially.
Right?
You can't, it's all there. No matter how much therapy you go to, no matter how much work you do, it's always going to be there, those memories.
But it could also be leading in the sense of all those memories that are great, wonderful.
Exactly.
The treasures that you don't want to forget.
Well, because what if you...
What the... Oops. We just slipped. I'm just hitting buttons.
I was in the mood for Doja Cat out of nowhere. It made sense.
Doja just wanted to make an appearance?
It made sense in my mind. I don't know why that made sense out of nowhere.
What?
No. Imagine if you couldn't remember anything with your babies.
No.
Right? Or couldn't remember anything with Aaron. Imagine if you couldn't remember your wedding day or the day you met Aaron. Imagine if you couldn't remember when your kids were born. The horror. But then imagine if you had nonstop bad things happen to you, or people abuse you or traumatize you. Who's to say I haven't? Hey, there's plenty of people listening who are going, Allie, rude. Why you call me out, Allie?
No, for sure.
And then you can never forget that stuff, right? And I don't know.
It's a catch-22. You know what, though? I got to be honest. Mm. Even through the bad stuff, I really do think I'd rather remember everything. I'd rather know everything.
Same.
And even if that, I'm sometimes driven by that sadness, I don't want to forget a single thing that's happened in my life.
Yeah.
It's the example of, I'd rather, write a beautiful story than, not be able to paint a single picture of what I've done or where I've been or who I am, right?
That's true. You wouldn't remember any vacations.
Nothing.
Oh, that makes me so sad.
Nothing.
Never mind. Yeah.
Even with the trauma, I keep it. I want to remember it all.
I want to remember it all with the bad.
Right?
Yeah.
Because ignorance is bliss. Don't tempt me to just wonderfully tra-la-la through life.
Well,
I'm
that's
grateful.
That's kind of where I was going with it. Like, what's wrong with being ignorant sometimes? Because you're happy and then you're not fazed by the BS. And there's something to be said for those people that can go through life carefree like that, man.
Preaching to the choir.
I don't know how they do it.
I've done it with a few things.
Yeah.
And I have zero interest in explaining what those things are, but a few of the traumas that I've gone through, I've chosen to forget and just move on from. Now, does that actually mean I've forgotten? No.
Just means you don't focus on
it. It's so deeply buried that I don't let it affect me.
What DZ's getting at is we can all bury our stuff. We don't need to forget.
Right.
We can do it on our own.
But it's forgotten in the sense of I don't think of it daily and it doesn't drive my life.
That's good.
Does it sometimes trigger and affect me some? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm normal. I'm human.
Well,
I mean,
said.
I know I'm out here looking heroic normally. Dun, 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 but it's sometimes... Dun, 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 dun.
Why do you think Sammy wanted to be the Hulk? He's like, Dad, we're the Hulk.
We're Hulks.
Come on, we got this.
But nah, man, for real, it is easy to forget.
Yeah,
it is way easy to forget. And I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think even through all of that, at the end of the day, let me remember it all.
I agree. Somebody texted in and said, and please sign your name. I love it when people are signing their names yesterday. It said, if you couldn't remember anything, how could you walk, talk, and take care of yourself. Well, I don't know. We don't have that problem. We're just saying if you did.
If you did.
Don't challenge me.
And that, now you're going way too deep. I mean, we said take it as deep as you want, but you have to go psychosomatic on us.
We're trying to make the brain wake up, but you're going a little aggressive on
that. How long have you been awake? Why are you thinking so hard?
Jordan Waukesha said, you already don't forget the important and traumatizing things in your life. So, but we're saying you could with
you
this.
You could. You could.
That's what we're saying,
if
Jordan.
If you want to.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next. Call us or text.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so the question of the day is, would you rather go through life unable to remember anything ever or unable to forget anything?
Wait, what'd you say?
That's a good one. Carrie's in New Berlin this morning. I'm excited to see what the listeners say, and we're going to read your text too. Hi, Carrie.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, are you going to forget or are you going to remember everything?
Mm-hmm.
I would rather, let me just start out by saying I've been through a lot in my life.
Okay.
A lot.
Yeah.
And I've also seen my father and my grandmother have dementia.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather
remember.
Not forget.
Yeah, you'd rather remember everything.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was thinking of that too because we're
kind of going through that with my mom a little here and there, and it's hard when they don't remember anything. And so, yeah, I feel you on that.
But
it makes
hard.
You want to remember everything, absolutely.
It's hard for us, right, as the family. I'd hate to say this, but they don't even kind of understand what they're going through.
But we take it for granted. We take it for granted when we have it, is I guess where I'm going
and
with
when
it.
Our minds are sharp and we are in the moment.
That's why we shouldn't want to forget, because we take it for granted. Mm. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
So I feel you on that, Carrie. Carrie, thank you for calling. You have a great day.
Of course. You as well.
Yeah.
Bye.
Adam in Waukesha texted in. He said, can't speak for everyone, but I definitely would want to remember everything. Too many cherished memories with loved ones and now my own family. So good or bad, those memories make you who you are as a person. Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, I can definitely feel that.
And then Austin in Kenosha texted in and said, I already forget everything. Come on, Austin.
See, at least somebody's being honest. He's like, listen, might as well just forget it all.
Nick is calling in Watertown. Let's go to him next. Hi, Nick.
Hello. Hi. Good morning. Hello.
Hey. Morning.
We're talking if you could forget everything or remember everything. Which way are you going?
Elephant or
I'm
mouse?
Definitely going to have to be with the first couple of people, minus the one who said that they always forget everything anyway.
Austin?
I would definitely want to remember everything that I've experienced in life, especially my military years.
Oh, wow. We appreciate the service, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
For a lot of people, that's
can be traumatizing.
And stuff you want to forget.
Depending on what you did or if you served in wars and whatnot.
What you saw.
Wow. Things you saw. Yeah,
and you don't even got to tell us. You don't got to get into that, big dog. That's above our pay grade.
Well, and I'm no therapist, But thank you for your service.
I have a lot of friends that have PTSD, but they still wouldn't want to forget anything that they went through.
Yeah.
And honoring that is crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Well, Nick, good points. Thanks for calling and sharing this morning.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
You too, guys.
Bye.
Peace.
Carl and Indy texted us. He listens on the Odyssey app. He said, I don't want to forget anything, especially that I am now in a relationship.
Got a little honey bunny.
Because you want to know about your partner's expectations and life events with your partner. Oh, he would forget everything as his partner wanted.
That's valid.
That's actually a solid
point.
That's
actually really smart.
Carl. When you're right, you're right.
Boy, genius.
Lori at Timmerman Airport texted in, I am a Scorpio woman, so I never forget anything, and I love it.
Okay, now hear me out.
Yeah.
Because I know we're all kind of saying, I never want to forget. How daunting and dragging and just annoying would it be to never slip or forget on a single detail?
Annoying.
You always remember everything. Your brain would want to just bloop.
All the time,
because you're always like, nope, this was this detail, ding, 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 ding. Not to be a know-it-all kind of situation, but that would also suck to never forget anything.
I know. That would be awful. Elias in Oak Creek said, I want to remember everything. It's what creates us. It's what drives us.
We're going deep now.
Okay. We have to be everyone's individual emotional intelligence to be able to be amazing humans.
Wow. Elias, I see you.
Oh, my my goodness. Diversity and inclusion is what drives us. It's the differences and backgrounds we all bring to the table. Oh, my goodness.
You writing a book? What you doing, dog? Okay, right.
Okay. Well, last but not least, she listens on the Odyssey app, and we love her for that because she's in Las Vegas.
Our Vegas, girl, Vegas?
Antonia. She's originally from Oak Creek. She moved.
The homie?
And she stays with us on the app. Hey, girl.
Morning.
Good morning.
Wait, Vegas.
It's really
early.
We're
not in the same times. Yeah. Ooh, it's really. She said, yeah, keep your voice down.
Shout out for getting up early.
It's 4:40 in the morning.
Dang.
No, it's 6:40 in the morning.
I don't know what time it is in the morning, bro. That's early.
Anyway, Antonia, are you going to forget everything or remember everything?
I have to remember. I also had a grandfather and great-grandmother and great-great-grandmother that had Alzheimer's and dementia and just even, you know, you have kids. You want to remember those dumpster fire dating days.
Me?
I've been married for 13 years, but I want to remember those things because what if I wasn't married? I don't want to relive that dumpster fire experience.
Yeah, fair. That is big fair
and
right there.
Remembering how it was to be a kid, to know what it's like that your kids are going through and you can kind of understand a lot better.
And we've forgotten a lot of what it is to be a kid. Honestly, even as parents, I'm re-experiencing some of the things now and going, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Carrie in Kenosha texted it and said, keep holding on to the other Carrie who called in. She said, it's tough, but thankfully there's people like you and me to treat those with dementia with dignity and grace. Aw. Mm-hmm. Look at everybody being nice today.
Hey, man, and I don't even want to be this guy, but I'm not going to remember anything y'all said, but it was beautiful.
Thank you all.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What is going on here?
Boy.
I see the general gist of the problem today.
Yeah, yeah.
What's someone who hurt me wants to talk? Oh, hell no.
Listen.
What kind of hurt?
Listen.
What do you mean hurt me? What did they do?
Listen, Linda, listen.
Let me hurt them and then you can talk to them.
Alberta hit
us. What's the story?
And she says, Allie and Deezy, I'll make this as short and sweet as possible.
Okay.
I'm 34 now, but when I was a junior in high school, an ex-best friend forever broke my nose. Broke my nose. Said I had to have surgery, and honestly, it was pretty bad. It had been a constant problem, even later in life, to where I had to get another reconstructive surgery later to help with my breathing.
God.
Now, don't get me wrong. We used to get rowdy, like kids do, back then.
Yeah.
And she claimed it was an accident.
Sure.
But shortly after it all happened, I found out she had been going around laughing and joking with other kids.
Yeah.
And it hurt me. Making me feel like maybe it was done on purpose. So our friendship ended. And we hadn't spoken since. Last week, got a message from her over social media asking to get coffee in person or at least talk over the phone.
Yeah.
I haven't responded and really don't know where to start if I did. What do you think I should do?
Wow.
Alberta.
So wait, let me get this straight. She's 34.
34.
And someone who broke her nose in high school is now reaching out and wants to say sorry?
Yeah. Arguably,
say, I'm
right?
sorry I hurt you.
Or do they want to apologize?
I don't know.
I mean, what does the message say?
What do you think?
I'm curious, right?
Yeah,
I'm curious.
It's so random.
It is random, but there was genuine hurt that happened here.
Yeah.
Now, hear me out. What if Alberta is just chilling, minding her business, doesn't really know anything about ex-best friend forever that broke her nose?
Yeah.
Ex-best friend forever has done tra-la-la-ed off in life.
Mm.
Maybe she's a millionaire.
Mm.
She wants to come break you off some bread. She wants to come give you some money. You think?
No. But nice try, DZ. Good try.
She's trying to settle a lawsuit possibility.
In your
right?
little fantasy land.
No.
She's trying to settle. Listen.
No, she's probably trying to apologize.
If somebody from junior high or high school came back and was like, my bad, I hurt you, and I'm now in my mid-30s.
Yeah.
Goodbye. No, thank you.
You wouldn't listen?
I don't even get the point. Like, Lee, what are you doing? This is 20 years. Like, come on.
You think she's been keeping tabs? You think she knows?
The one who hurt her?
The one who hurt her has maybe been watching.
Yes.
Like in the shadows lurking.
But
Alberta's moved on.
This is for the person who hurt Alberta. And that's why I don't support Alberta having anything to do with this. This is not for Alberta. Alberta's moved on with her life, hopefully, and doesn't care about this person.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to go back.
But she hasn't even messaged back. back. Mm-hmm. And Alberta took the time to hit us up.
Mm-hmm.
I think Alberta's also curious.
Fair.
Does
fair.
Is she expecting an apology, though, is my question.
I'm curious, too,
she,
now.
She can't go into this conversation expecting an apology to happen when she doesn't know what's going down.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But what I will say is the curiosity in me would at least explore. Do I want to meet this person in person again? Probably not.
Yeah.
Because we already got a jaded past, and I feel like you already had it out for me.
That's
friendship,
the thing. No, thank you.
That's probably a wash in my book.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know what you got to say.
Yeah, same. Same.
And I do think it better be an apology.
Uh-huh. I support you on that. Like, I want to know what they want, but at the end of the day, Alberta has no reason to have anything to do with this person.
But how do you then communicate with somebody who you don't want to communicate
with? Ask them what they want, and then when they tell you, then block them.
Whoa, no.
Because then you get the information, then you don't have to have them in your life because you don't care.
That is not the high road,
Allie.
Right,
sorry. Were we taking... They broke your nose. What do we care about? Screw the high road. From the speaking of injuries, from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee.
It was an accident. I swear. Why you got to get Nicolet involved?
I'm just saying. Okay, let's talk to everybody next. You can text or call what you think Alberta should do. 414-533-1037. Everyone's been signing their texts with their names, and I love it. Please keep that up.
Said Sue. Sue.
I kind of did say call Russell Nicolet.
Low-key, you just did. I ain't gonna lie to you.
But I really do feel like, I'm just curious like you, what does she want?
I do think you have the sit-down, though. I think meet in person. I think there's the most value in meeting in person. It's not waiting. You're not gonna ask. I don't think you're gonna get a genuine answer if you sit there and ask her through the social thread and go, what do you want?
Grace texted in and said, girl, bye. Why would she come back and say that? It's not necessary. I would just block her. Oh, Grace has my energy.
See, no, man.
Too much?
No. Well, you get the chance to either tell her off or be the bigger person. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying y'all are recrafting a friendship, but I think meeting in person is important because then you're going to be able to tell, is she genuine? Mm-hmm. What's going on? You'll be able to get the vibe. And then you could dictate the conversation by limiting. She comes in for the hug, and you're like, stay over there.
Oh, hell no. Don't try to hug me. You broke my nose.
It's been 15 years.
Get
I don't care about
me.
None of that. No. What you trying to say? Sit down, right? You know what I'm saying? The in-person manipulates
the situation.
What if they
hug and then she punches her and she breaks her nose?
That's okay, too.
Stop it.
I'm okay. You know what? Actually,
DZ,
go in
enough.
For the hug and punch her. Actually,
enough.
What would DZ do? Bet.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, Joe, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, Alberta is 34 now, and she wants to know why somebody who broke her nose in 7th grade or something like that.
Junior year.
High school is now reaching out and wants to talk. Look, John in Germantown texted in and said, Team Allie, be petty.
Petitious all day, huh?
Courtney texted in, our girl, and said, just ask her what's up. See what she says back, then hold the message down so you could read it fully without opening it so she can't see you read it.
Oh, that's
then archive the message.
She said, so what you're going to want to do is hold and hover, screenshot at the same time. So you're going to hold your phone with both hands.
Courtney.
Bro, that is petitious on top of petitious.
Well, it happens, okay?
It happens, but come on. Y'all are going to go through those extreme lengths. Sure,
yes.
You could ask her, but I think you're going to get a more valuable answer in person. And if she wanted to tell you what was up, she would have included it in the message on the front end.
True.
Not asked for a conversation. There's something she wants to say
something going on
in person. Thank you.
Jude texted in and said, last time
hey,
an
Jude.
Old high school pal reached out years later to talk. They tried to get me to join their MLM team, their marketing team.
The pyramid scheme team? Hey, what?
What if it has
what
nothing
if it's a,
to do with
she
the
doesn't
nose?
Even want to. She's like, listen, so I'm selling Avon. And is Avon still a thing, bro? Let me find out.
I would die.
Now I'm even more curious.
Let's go to Monica in Oak Creek because that was, Jude, that was really funny.
Jude,
I'm
you
sorry.
Onto something.
Oh,
for
my
real.
Gosh. Hi,
Monica. Morning.
Hey, you guys. How are ya?
Well, we're trying to figure out what Alberta should do. What do you think?
Okay, so if I was 20 years younger, I would say be petty. But I just worry that this person is maybe going through like some kind of steps or program or whatever. And this is part of their reconciliation and trying to make things right in their life. Now, the other thing is, though, I don't want our friend, it's Alberta, right? I don't want her to like expose herself or be vulnerable, especially mm-hmm. if she's in a good spot in her life.
Yeah.
So I would just message back and be like, you know what? I'm really good right now. Was it like, was this an emergency or something? You know what I mean? I just worry that this person is reaching out after this time because they're going, we don't know what's gone on for 20 years since high school, you
and
know?
It might be more for them. I like what you're saying, Monica yeah. Gooden. It could be part of their healing and step process.
Yeah.
Because that's
and
what Jenny D texted.
She doesn't have to get herself all vulnerable because maybe she's doing great and her life is happy.
And it's going to set her back to even listen.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Like, I don't want to hurt her for having to go through this trauma again.
Right.
But at the same time, we just have so much mental illness out there right now, and as a high school teacher, I just worry that this person's trying to like rectify their life and like
some texts about yeah. the 12 steps, like maybe they're going through the 12 steps,
and that's what Monica's saying,
and they're trying to make amends, so, but maybe it's not reaching yeah. out to the person in high school whose nose you broke when you're 34. I don't know, time
you
to
know
move
what?
On
okay yeah. but the fact that it's yeah. affected her later in life too might be weighing mm-hmm. on them, you know. Oh, you had to have multiple surgeries from what happened in high school.
And she was too young to understand how messed up
how
that
severe
was.
That and then goes right. dang girl, you now in your, you know, 20s getting another surgery and maybe didn't reach out when it happened because yeah. it was like, that's clearly got to do something with me. Oh my gosh,
so
I messed up her breathing
medium,
for life.
There's a happy medium with that social media, so
yeah.
she can expose herself a little, but she certainly does not have to meet her in person mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you know, get her in a bad position, you know.
Okay.
Because if this person's trying to make it right, I get it, but at the mm-hmm. same time, my life is good.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Well, that's kind of
right.
what I'm getting at. Why would Alberta even invest in this? Hey, thank you for calling, Monica.
Right. Appreciate
all
you, Monica.
Guys. Have a great day.
You too. Back. Peace.
Katie and Milwaukee texted in and said, this was in high school over half her life ago. I'm not the same punk I was in high school.
No.
And she obviously is curious if she's asking Kiss FM for advice. If
right.
the friendship was good before the incident, why not meet up to satisfy the curiosity? Maybe just bring some pepper spray or brass knuckles. Katie.
Scratch Katie. The itch, Katie, on my side. That's what I'm saying.
Unbelievable.
Honestly, that's exactly what I would do. Bring both, actually.
Fine. Let's go to Adrian, okay? Because he's on the phone. He's back at day two, this poor guy trying to get a theme
Adrian,
song.
Adrian, you gonna get it, man. We believe in you. Good
we
morning.
Got this.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning.
What's the word,
the
man?
Struggle's real, Adrian.
Hey, look, let the person clear their side of the street.
Mm.
Ooh.
It don't
Ooh.
Matter.
I like how that said.
Even if you trying to just move on from it, mm-hmm. let that person clear their side of the street. No matter what.
But why do you owe them? No, Adrian, actually, I want to fight you on this. Hold on, now that I'm thinking, I'm processing. Why do I want to give them that chance? I don't owe the person who broke my nose in high school anything. Let them clear their side on their own. What does that have to do with me?
Adrian,
what if they're taking that 12-step program?
That's right? great. Then go for it. That
you don't have to. You
to
don't
do
have to
me.
Forgive. A person doesn't have to forgive what happened, mm-hmm. nor the person.
Adrian.
I agree.
But let him.
Exactly. She can listen all she wants. At no point in time is it on her to accept. It's that person's vibe to at least say her piece. You don't have to accept that piece or go peacefully.
True.
You can say, great, cool.
Exactly.
Bop, punch him in the face still.
Bye. Or like Amy and Muskego who texted in and said, curiosity killed the cat. Tell her to kick bricks.
go kick
hey, hold
rocks.
On. Hey, I gotta say one thing though. What? If you would allow me to do this on the radio,
I don't know.
Uh-oh, now we don't. Now you're scaring me, dog.
How are you gonna say that when I don't know what you're about to say?
It ain't nothing bad. It ain't nothing bad.
What?
Right.
I promise. Cheryl Cairola, will you marry me?
Who? Wait. What? Who? Sir, what did you just say?
I'm never speechless, Adrian. What did you just say?
Cheryl Cairola, will you marry me?
My boy, did we just get an on-air impromptu proposal? And did I just get chills all over my body?
Goosebumps. Did you just propose?
Cheryl?
Adrian, I wasn't prepared for that.
Cheryl? Where's Cheryl at?
Wait. Oh, my God. Adrian.
Hey, I'll text you and let you know the answer.
No.
Boy, you better get her on the line right now. You better hold on, Adrian. I know you ain't cutting it.
We better call her right now.
What would DZ do is put you on hold. Hold on.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, well, well. Henry wants to know if he's a jerk for putting out an empty bowl with a sign on it that makes him look like the good guy for trick-or-treating. Did you hear what I just said?
Oh, Henry the heathen. Now talk to me.
Henry, not the hero.
What's going on?
Hey, Allie and DZ, he says, because you can always email us, am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com. You can also slide into the DMs and hope to God we see it.
It's safe within 3 to 5 business weeks.
So here's what Henry wants to know. He said, Allie and DZ, I put an empty bowl out with a sign saying take one. Because I'm so sick and tired of kids coming and dumping the entire bowl in their trick-or-treat bags.
Oh.
So I was trying to be the nice guy, but in reality, I didn't put any actual candy out.
He's that guy.
Yeah, I'm that guy. So kids take it. What's the point? Why am I going to put it out? So am I the jerk for putting out an empty bowl with a sign acting like I put out candy to make myself look like a good guy when the neighborhood kids come by?
Okay. Well.
What the hell?
Okay, hold on.
Hold on, Henry.
Hold on, Henry.
This is, in one way, it's genius.
In a bunch of ways, it's genius.
I've said on this show, I don't leave a... even though we go to friends' houses for Halloween or we're out trick-or-treating.
You're out trick-or-treating. So you're not home giving candy.
I'm never home giving candy usually, so I don't put anything out because the kids dump it. I turn off the light and go to the neighbors, right?
Right. And what's wild is we actually like to give candy, so we want to be home for trick-or-treating.
Right.
We want to hit the block, obviously, but we want to hand candy out. That's part of the experience I like to partake in for the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But neither here nor there. That's not my problem.
Exactly. So is Henry the jerk for leaving out the empty bowl, trying to make himself look like the good guy by with a sign saying, take one, everybody.
This is genius.
It's genius, but it's messed up. But I actually support it. I'm going not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Screw it. Because, Henry, this is messed up, but what's the difference? Nobody knows the difference, so who cares?
Is jerky genius? No, because I'm sorry. When trick-or-treating starts at 5 p.m. promptly, and I'm at your house at 5 p.m., and I get the take one, and I go, all right, really?
That's a side note. I hate those people, by the way, the 501
people. The 501?
You need to chill out.
We got kids. Leave us alone. We're trying to beat the rush.
Can you make it 507? It's awkward to come that early.
501 at the latest. Ding dong. You know, because our kids been ready since 4:01, and it is a whole hour left.
And bedtime's at 6:30, so.
Thank you. Okay, so trying to talk to me about give us a break. No, I'm going to be there right on time.
I forgot about trick-or-treating with really, really, really littles.
And trying to give them candy before bed?
My kids are going to be up till midnight this year. Yours are going to be out at 8. Yeah.
Thank you. Hopefully, fingers crossed, hopefully out at 8. You feel
me? Totally.
So let me live.
Totally. All right. So is Henry the jerk for putting out an empty bowl with a sign?
Yes.
Making it look like he's the good guy.
I can't help it, bro. He's a genius, but a jerky genius at that. Why not? Hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Put out a plant in front of your doorstep that just as easily says, I'm closed for business, right?
Mm-hmm.
No bowl, right? Just let people knock and then turn away after about 30 seconds when they realize nobody's coming. Why you gotta try to make yourself look good?
Oh, this is, people are, actually, I should appreciate this because they're siding with me, kind of. They go, it's called trick or treat. This is the text message. Please sign your name, by the way. It's called Trick or Treat. Tricked ya, not the jerk.
Actually done.
See?
No, I don't want to agree, even though that's a really solid point.
Somebody else said, why even bother, Henry? Just leave the light off, you jerk.
It's the trick part. Didn't you just hear the last texter?
Well, he's making himself look like the good guy. That's the point. Did you miss that in the email?
That's also part of the trick. He's really the jerk. Tricked you, see?
All right, 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that same number, and we are going to talk to you guys next.
Okay. Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Henry, my hero, or Henry
the heathen. What you think?
He wants to know if he's the jerk for putting out an empty bowl with a sign to make it look like he's the good guy, even though there was never any candy in it for trick-or-treating everybody.
And you know, when you're a kid, you don't really know these things are going on.
I would never know somebody put out an empty bowl. But I would just be like, oh no, somebody took all the candy.
Well, because I was also the kid that if I got the opportunity, I was going to take all the candy. So I just assumed somebody beat me to the bowl.
Well, you're the reason Henry had to do this. Look, you're the problem, DZ.
Yep.
Kyla is in Sheboygan. Let's start with her.
Morning, Kyla.
Good morning.
Hi. What do you think? Is Henry the jerk for putting out this empty bowl acting like the good guy?
Talk to us.
Come on.
So I guess I'm going with jerk because he says he's putting it out to look like the good guy. I think that's weird. Like, either participate, hand out candy to the kids. It's fun to see him dressed up. or don't. Like, who are you trying to look like the good guy for?
Everyone in the neighborhood, when they come by, they're going to go, oh, Henry was so nice. He put out candy and some little punk down the street stole it all. Oh, Henry, thank you for trying, Henry.
Now, it's one thing if a little punk had actually stolen it all. If I was the little punk, oh, little punk DZ, we know who exactly who it was.
What you don't know won't hurt you. Isn't that what you said earlier?
Oh, but which neighbor watched Henry out here put the bowl out and go, wow, Henry, wow.
Yeah, that's the trick or treat part was pretty funny, though. That was a good point. Like,
that's true.
I guess I just can't be bothered enough to worry about if my neighbors actually put out candy or not, or worry about if they think I'm the good guy for putting or candy not. Out. Okay.
He's worried about the wrong things, and that's why she's saying, I can't get behind that.
Okay, fair enough. Well, thank you for sharing, Kyla. Good points.
Have a good day.
You too. We'll talk to you again soon.
She's so sweet. Listen to her. Lisa in Sheboygan texted in. Lisa's mad. She said, can a girl get a phone pickup? Sorry, Lisa.
Dang. You know how hard it is, Lisa.
She said, totally the jerk. Just keep your lights off then. And y'all are missing the trick-or-treat part. Kids are to perform a trick, and then they get a treat. Not the jerky homeowner trying to look good. What? Lisa in Sheboygan.
Let me find out these kids are supposed to be dancing for their dinner on trick-or-treating.
I have heard that too, but whatever. Like,
don't get TP. Listen, don't tell me to dance.
No, thank you. No. Amy's in Sheboygan. Let's talk to her next. Amy. She's got her own theme song. Oh, no, Amy. Why am I doing this? Amy in Muskego.
Okay.
Can't touch you guys, something's going on. I'm like mixing up all the cities this week.
Listen, you can't be screwing up where I'm from.
She said,
you
better.
We're not even close together, okay?
Received.
She said, put some respect on the go.
Amy in Muskego.
Good morning, my love. Good morning,
Muskego. Is that enough for you?
Yeah, I got Muskego. It. Right, calm down.
Muskego.
Muskego. Can't touch them. Morning, familia. Talk to us.
Which way
good
we going?
Morning. Yeah. We're not the jerk. Not the jerk.
That's my girl.
Listen, strong on that.
If he's smart, he gonna put it in the driveway so they don't go all the way up to the door, because you know you always get them kids. Even though the bowl's empty, they still gonna ring that doorbell. Ring you got more?
You got more? Are you getting more?
Right. Oh, wait, Amy's gonna put him with a scarecrow at the end of the drive in a lawn chair.
Don't bother me. Shoe fly. Don't bother me.
Do you know why that's probably smart? Because Kimmy and Slinger just texted in and said, jerk, watch his house get egg now.
I'm not a legend, I'm not a green, I'm not saying I never did it.
Henry is not going to be the only person that's going to do this.
True.
So everybody calm down. It's okay. There's probably a million other houses in that neighborhood. Yep. Your baby's going to get candy. Calm down.
That's
and
true.
And then he's going to be mad because they're going to have too much candy and he's going to stash it and hide it.
Yeah.
So knock it off.
We do never eat all the candy.
I'm just going to say,
exactly.
No, it lasts till Christmas and then I throw it out annoyed, dude.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have to hide it.
So maybe he is a hero. Yeah. Okay, Henry.
All right, Henry.
You persuaded me. You persuaded me a little bit.
Girl.
I love y'all.
Lay you back, fam. Bye.
Bye.
I didn't even pay her to pick my side.
Yeah,
she just
did.
Said, not the jerk. Is Henry the jerk for putting out the empty bowl? Tony in Milwaukee texted in and said, yeah, he's a jerk because he mentioned it. Because now everyone who has those bowls, I'm going to think they're doing it.
Well, that's exactly what's going on. Man, 1 out of 10, maybe 2 out of 10 actually had candy in them and somebody took it. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to put dollars to donuts or dollars to Twix bars that the rest of y'all, no, y'all just put an empty bowl out there.
Millie Mills from the South Side said, nice trick, jerk. You guys are so awesome on the text line. I love it when you text us.
And thank you for including the names, finally. Shout out Millie Mills, man.
Finally. All right, now we have, Tanya in Kenosha.
Oh.
She's going to be a great tiebreaker. I almost wish her and Amy would go at it because they'd be hysterical.
Bring them on both at the same time.
What? Hey!
Hey, girl!
Morning, morning.
All right.
So, the level of immaturity here, jerk! Oh my God.
Wait, what do you mean by the level of immaturity?
So, tell me that you wouldn't be annoyed if you were walking tiny little Sammy and you had these houses in a row with buckets out and they never put anything in there. You told me yourself that you're only going to go to a few houses if you're going there because they got little legs, they want a few candies, and they move on.
Ding,
that's
ding.
Jerky behavior.
Not the Sammy reference.
Not the babies, right. Not the freshly walking Danny who can only go from one house to
the
next.
Screw you, Tanya, because you know I get soft with kids, and now I feel bad.
Now I feel bad because it is the kids.
He's a jerk. I'm standing on business.
Stand on that business, Tanya. I respect
Fine.
It.
Fine. Thank you, Tanya. Thank you. Enough said.
Bye, fam. She said, jerk, listen, think about the babies.
Another one. Laura in Milwaukee just texted in, dude's house is going to get egged. It's Halloween karma.
Yeah, honestly, and he can't be mad at that. It's part of the trick or treat, ain't it? It is part of the trick part. You know, if you want a trick, you're going to get tricked back.
It's so funny. People are texting in going, it's jerk or treat, baby.
Jerk or treat. Don't have us changing it. Don't have us changing it.
So it's jerk.
It's jerk.
Henry
is
the jerk. We have decided.
1,000%.
All right. Fantastic. Do not leave out a bowl with a sign trying to make yourself look like the good guy, or we're going to say you're the jerk. We've had a proposal. Oh my gosh. We've had so much go on this show. We had a proposal.
Proposal.
Adrian proposed to his girlfriend, Cheryl.
Fiance Cheryl.
Now. That was a big moment. In the middle of What Would DZ Do, by the way, dropped a bomb.
What?
Amazing. She then called in and said yes.
Yep.
Then we did Am I the Jerk?
Yep.
Then Lori won tickets after, this has just been
after
a wild day.
To concede the last ones because it's a show that's not going to happen now until a few months from now. Mm-hmm. Look at the world, man. This is regenerative energy. The sun is out. It's going to be okay today.
It's feeling good.
It's going to be okay.
I went on a date last night. I'm not telling you anything.
Huh?
Nope, sorry.
Wow.
But we do have a guest. Coming in soon, you guys, very shortly.
Listen, I'm going to let it slide today because we got important things to do, but by Friday, you better come clean.
I can't tell you on Friday. Do you know why?
Why?
The boys are coming in for Owen's birthday.
Wow.
So dumpster fire dating cannot go down with my children in the studio. Absolutely.
We're
going to
get the PG
not.
Water version.
You're not getting anything from me on this one.
Ixnay dumpster fire A.
I'll tell you when I'm ready. It's the guy I went out with close to the show, and that's all I'm saying.
Ooh.
And I'm going out with them again, and that's it.
That's your story, and you're sticking
to
it.
And I'm sticking to it. Coming up next for Women's Small Business Month, a local business joining us in the studio. I got the message. She's on her way. She's stuck in traffic. It happens during rush hour.
OT-dub, yeah, it's about that point in the morning. But OT-dub.
Oh, on the way. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
I'm so excited. Buenos dias. You know what day it is.
Sure do know what day it is.
It's a Wednesday.
Women's Wednesday.
That's right, because October, if you didn't know this, is Women's Small Business Month. And so we've decided at KISS FM we're going to give away free advertising to five businesses in the area, women's small businesses, which you can try to go win at 1037kissfm.com. But when they told us that, I was like, oh, we're having local women-owned businesses on then. That's
There's no
it.
Way we're not, of They're, course.
We're going to highlight some throughout the month. And we've so far talked to Batter and Mac.
Boom.
In Menominee Falls and Bayview. We've talked to Lemonade Lab, which is a lemonade food truck.
Lemonade left for one fall.
And today, joining us is another local small-owned women's business.
Dun, 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 dun.
Welcome to the show, Mikel. Did I say that right,
yes.
Mikel?
Yes, you did. You good morning.
Good morning. You own 4-1 Floral.
Yes. 4-1 yeah, floral. You got it right.
And it's a play off the 414, the area code of the mill,
yes,
man.
Yes,
yes. Yes, I found you. I was looking for women's small businesses, and I found you highlighted somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, look at her with the flower shop. And you were a female-owned business, a black female-owned business as well. And you're doing a great job. And when Batter and Matt came in, they were like, we work with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
So much to break down here. Where do we start, DZ?
I'm going to start by saying I'm gonna need one of them hoodies. Yeah, I
we
see
do
the
have merch.
I see the swag. I need the merch. I need the merch. I need the merch. But no, Mikel, I guess my first question is why flowers?
Yeah.
What's up with floral? You know, 4-1 Floral, I get the name, sells itself.
What
sold you on flowers?
So I got into floral arranging when I was in college, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I took a 1-credit class at UW Milwaukee.
It's a class?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
There's a sport and rec class, intro to floral design.
Hmm.
So that's kind of how I got into it and fell in love with floral.
So wait, so you didn't even, did you go into that class thinking I want to get involved in this, or was it just, wow, no. I
fun,
did
fun, elective.
You were exposed to it and went, wow, I actually really enjoyed this.
Yeah. I needed a few credits left to graduate, one of those type of situations.
We were scrounging to grab them last year and thought, this sounds really dope.
Yeah, I did not expect that I would own a flower shop.
Wow.
But here we are. I absolutely love it. We've been in business for 4 years now. Okay. We started just before the pandemic.
That's tough. But weddings never stop. Lucky for you.
Yep. And, you know, during that time, people really were looking for just a source of joy. Mm-hmm. And flowers definitely fill that gap. So
I see your shop. Where is this down there on MLK Drive?
Yes. Yep. We are on King Drive. So we moved. We were off of Center and King Drive, and we moved a little bit further down. We're closer to like Pfizer Forum now, mm-hmm. too.
You're closer to downtown.
Yep, yeah, I see you. Yep, not far from 6th Street now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So we love our new location. It's much larger. We've been able to really utilize it with different workshops.
Yeah.
We have a book club.
Wait, you have workshops? Like, I can come do a flower? Because I have been, in my getting older age, wanting to learn more about nature and flowers and trying to get grounded a little more as I get older.
The horticulturalist has come out a little bit in your life.
Like, if you had asked me about flowers, I would have been like, what? I don't care. And now I'm like, oh, they're so pretty. Tell me what that is. It smells so good.
Yeah. So actually every Saturday we have a build your own bouquet bar. So it's from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m.
Love. And you can,
Saturday.
Every Saturday.
10 a.m. to what?
10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
It's a great activity.
Yep. So you can come, you can build your own bouquet. All of the flowers are priced per stem. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of build it to whatever budget you want, mm-hmm. pick flowers that you'd like. During the local growing season, we have locally grown flowers, but now that it's like
out of season. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, if you're just tuning in and we're talking to Mykel, she's the owner of 41 Floral, and you grew up in this city.
Yes, I did. 103.7.
Woo!
Kiss FM.
Yes. I love you for that. Where did you go to high school?
I went to Pius High School.
Nice. Yep. Nice.
The jingle is like iconic.
It's embedded in your brain. Yeah. Oh, don't we know it?
My kids sing it too. They'll go, Kiss FM.
Yes.
All right.
That's awesome.
All right. Now, evolution of business, mm-hmm. right? How has the learning curve been for you starting in the, you know, right before the pandemic? That's big, right? Yeah. Having to stay in business through the pandemic, even bigger. Mm-hmm. I know you went through a moment where really nobody was buying flowers like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was at home trying to grow their own flowers, if you will.
That's true, actually. Trying to get on your business.
For real, though. How'd you transcend through that? What kind of things did you guys do in those moments? You know, because that was a big growing and learning curve for a lot of people. As a new business, I can only imagine what you went through. How was that time, you know, pivotal?
How'd you persevere
going to that?
Through
How'd you persevere through that? Thank you.
Yeah, definitely a big learning curve. You know, my background is not in business at all.
Mm.
So definitely had to learn some lessons.
That's got
to
be tough.
But I had a really great support system, you know, friends and family. And then just like I said, during that time, I feel like people were really looking for a source of joy.
Yeah.
We offered a subscription service, so we would deliver flowers to people.
That's cool.
Yeah, since, you know, people couldn't really.
Gotta get innovative, man. Right.
Mykel's saying they had to get creative and figure out other ways to
make
serve.
Make it happen.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was one of the things that we offered during the pandemic.
That's awesome. So we're talking to Mykel. She owns 41 Floral. Is weddings your big money maker? Is that what you do the most?
Yes. So lots of weddings. Mm-hmm. We do offer like daily deliveries of arrangements as well. You can come into our shop and pick up flowers too.
I'm gonna come visit you on a Saturday with my boys too, and we're gonna come make a bouquet
because that's
a great activity. And now that it's becoming winter, I actually want flowers in my house more to make me happy because I'm sad. Does that make sense?
It's proven that flowers, you know, bring you joy,
brighten your day.
I believe it.
Even in sad moments, I mean, think about funerals, right? Like you send an arrangement and it's with some sadness attached to it, but it's meant to bring you up and uplift you.
Yeah.
Well, and then if somebody gives you flowers and they smell good, there's something about going up to them and you go and you think about that person, whether it's a friend or a significant other, and you're like, oh, and you think about them.
Well, they bring oxygen to your environment, you know what I'm saying? They're rejuvenating.
Look at us all in our fields today. Are we?
Over 41 floors and some flowers, baby.
It's Women's Small Business Month, every Wednesday highlighting a women's small business. Thank you so much for coming in,
Mykel. Thank you for having me.
Is there anyone you want to shout out that's been your support system that's helped you thrive and survive through the pandemic and be a learn how to be a floral shop owner?
Just my team, definitely. Yeah. They keep us going, family, friends, and the community. We would not be 401 Floral without 414.
That part.
And they can find you on social media. Yes. I'm following you on Instagram.
Yes, at 401 Floral, everything Instagram.
Okay.
TikTok.
Last question.
Yeah.
Favorite flower and why?
Ooh.
Okay.
Now I have more questions. Why did you even go there? That was a good one.
You know, because you always say last question when it's definitely not.
It's definitely not. Yeah. What is it?
On or off air?
It's a tie. I will say, I think the most underrated flower is a carnation.
Why?
So a lot of people hate on carnations.
They consider them like the cheaper flower.
It's a sleeper, though.
That's not true. They're so versatile. They're very hardy. They come in lots of different colors.
Mm. They last long, too.
They last a long time. So wow. Don't sleep on carnations.
They're not cheaper. They're sleepers. Don't sleep on them.
That's a good one. What's your most sold flower?
Good question.
And what color roses are bought the most? Those are the two ones I really want to know.
Gotta be red.
Okay,
is it red?
Or maybe white?
Maybe it is red.
At the shop, we're not like huge rose people.
Keep it real. Okay.
You're
not a fan.
We try to get people to like think outside of
roses are out. So, we're not doing roses no more.
You know, roses are great, but you know, there's so many other flowers.
They're basic. I got you. They're
it's
basic. Like,
it's easy.
Predictable.
We like to look at flowers that are in season during that time. So there's so many beautiful things growing. Like, we're coming out of local season, dahlias. That was like a big one this summer.
Well, I don't know what I have to Google, but I'm learning about flowers.
Dahlias are beautiful.
Dahlias. They're beautiful.
Am I going to know it if I see it? Probably.
You're going to be like,
you definitely will know.
Okay. Well, with the season changing, what would be like a good autumn or winter flower for like the home or as a gift if roses are out? And fellas.
And then I have one final rose question, even though we hate roses. Go on.
We 401 Floral over here. What up? Anti-rose gang. What up?
You know, there's more to life than like a dozen red roses and baby's breath. There's nothing wrong with that at all if that's what you like. But there's so many more beautiful flowers.
Oh, no. We like to talk trash. Know? You could keep it PG.
No.
You know, I got to.
Don't get me wrong. If I get red roses, I'm loving them. Yes. I'm just saying.
I'm still getting red roses, but now I know. Maybe not.
Yes.
Every time.
Yes.
Haven't we discussed on the show, though? This was my final question about what the rose colors mean. We've thought about this before. Mm-hmm. Red is love, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what is, because I thought pink was like, what is pink? Do you have a rundown of what these things mean?
I honestly no.
Oh, dang it.
I know.
Because I always thought white could be like death or happy.
No. Allie, Mikael thinks she's slick. She's just setting us up so we go to the build your own bouquet on Saturday. She said, I don't know. You're just going to have to come in. I don't know. See you on Saturday, 10 a.m. Oh, crazy.
Fine. We'll come see you. Thank you for coming in.
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me.
Mikael from 401 Floral, a local woman's own business. It's a mouthful, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we are giving away free advertising to women's small businesses this month. Even you can apply, Mikael. Anyone can. Yeah. And we're highlighting businesses in the meantime. Go to 1037kissfm.com. Try to win that advertising, ladies. It's Allie and DZ.
We're
just walking out our women's small business, 401 Floral, for Women's Small Business Month. Mikael was amazing.
Miss Mikael with 401 Floral. Go ahead, hit her up, follow her. 401 Floral, you know.
She was great. And now we got to move on to the biggest argument of the season.
Oh, it is a pretty big argument, I guess.
DZ
and
I can't even think. We've never really gotten into a fight. We've never really gotten into an argument. We play fights.
Yeah, no, we'll play argue for sure.
But we've never gotten into a real serious argument, and today might be our first fight.
You think
like
so?
Like a real first fight where I get, because I'm very passionate about this.
I guess so, yeah. I don't know, man. I just think you're weird.
And I think you're weird. The question is, do you eat candy corn or are you normal?
I actually don't know why we're fighting about this.
Once a year we fight about candy corn.
Because I'm the normal one.
Disgusting. And you should never eat it. And you actually like this garbage?
Wait, what? Don't put that on me.
You like candy corn?
No.
Oh, God.
Candy corn is disgusting. We've talked about how we both dislike candy corn. I thought you was about to flip out of nowhere and say you liked it. No, candy corn is weird.
I don't care how many flavors they make of candy corn. I'm still not interested.
To me, it's wax.
Disgusting.
It is wax with sugar in it. No.
And my mom will absolutely absolutely put out a boulder this day. And I'm like, knock it off. Not only is it disgusting, now it's airborne.
It's airborne.
It doesn't even have a wrapper when you put candy corn out. It's disgusting.
It's pocket candy. It might as well have lint on it.
Sickos.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't just hand people candy corn and expect it to be okay. If I've ever received candy corn from anybody, I have been ready to throw hands. And I know a limited amount of people in my life that actually do like candy corn.
That's where it belongs.
With the limited amount of people. I don't know why. One of my guy's partners, mm-hmm. Will and Rainey, mm-hmm. they actually called in before. They shout out, you know, show some love, all that good stuff. Uh-huh. They like candy corn. Don't understand why. I even asked. I was like, bro, you ain't asked these questions before
mm-mm.
y'all got married?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
These are important things to know. Candy corn or no candy corn is a make or break situation here.
Well, shout out to whoever texted in all caps, sickening.
Sounds about right.
Right above that, somebody said, same person. It's a decoration. Oh, that must be Bella and Kenosha. It is a decoration because if you put that in your mouth, what is wrong with you?
Has anybody ever actually chewed candy corn in its entirety?
Oh, here come the candy corn lovers on the text line at 414-533-1037. If you're going to do it, say it with your chest and sign your name.
Or call, bro, because I need explanations.
You better say it with your chest. Somebody texted in, candy corn plus peanuts tastes like a payday candy bar. So good.
You sound atrocious. No, you're diabolical.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I'll go to Farm and Fleet or whatever and get the damn cheap old school payday at the cash rate, the nut roll.
I know.
Those things are the bomb, but you're not going to compare that to candy corn.
Paydays. I actually find joy in eating the paydays. Mm-mm. No pun intended off the joy name. But no, you're not going to finesse me into going to get candy corn and peanuts and talk about some, yeah, it tastes just like a payday. No, no, no. Stop lying to yourself.
We're already losing friends as we say this because Bryce and Racine just texted in and said, I just want to know, how can you guys not like candy corn? It's the best Halloween candy ever. Bryce,
we're never going to talk to you again.
Bryce, lose our number.
Yeah. Bye, okay? Bryce.
but still
call us, though,
but
Bryce.
Still listen.
But still listen and call us, but like, don't call us anymore, Bryce. Candy corn for real, Bryce? These are the questions you need to know about people. What?
Stop texting in, I love candy corn, without signing your name. Cowards.
They're not saying it with their chest because they know better. Nobody's going to call in, rightfully so, and defend candy corn.
We'll see.
There is zero defense for the candy corn lovers out there. There's nothing you could say that could even remotely help me understand you.
I feel a challenge coming on. 414-533-1037. Whoever texted in, I don't like candy corn, but I kind of like those big pumpkin ones, even more gross.
Who's accepting the challenge? Because now I'm trying to fight. Where y'all at? For real.
Disgusting, all of you. Erica, lose our number.
Yeah, please. We can block numbers, can't we actually? Yeah. You don't even got to lose it. We'll just block you.
I'm not going to block you because you like candy corn. That's your own problem. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. We are going to talk trash, though.
Y'all are making my stomach hurt, bro, and I like food. I'm hungry. I'm a fat boy at heart, and this is not it for me.
Well, Brittany texted in and said, my first time texting in, and I thought I would pop my cherry to tell you that you two are crazy. Candy corn is delicious. Even though you're crazy, I still love you both. Brittany, mwah.
Well, you can't butter us up with that candy corn. Now you're candy corny. Nope. I can't respect it.
And we love you even though you have really bad taste, Brittany. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia's in Brown Deer and she is fired up.
Oh, no. Because yes. She's on our side and doesn't know how people like it, right?
No, I'm not on your side. Candy corn is the best. All say, it's nostalgic.
Alicia.
It's 100% delicious. And whoever said that you add peanuts to it tastes like a payday, oh, kudos to you. Add a little bit of Red Hot or... The little bitty tiny hot, I can't think of the name of them.
Red Hots.
The Red Hots?
Listen,
yeah, the Red Hots or the hot tamales.
Y'all mix them with other
food. You got you a nice little treat.
Can I tell you something, Alicia, though?
No.
This is where you're missing it. You're missing it because the fact that you have to add multiple candies to make it good shows that it's garbage.
And why would you want the flavor of candle wax mixed with any other candy?
It is not nowhere near.
Alicia, disgusting. We at your neck now, dog, because we don't get it.
You know what? This is called two against one. Come at us.
Oh, God. Okay, well, all of the other callers and texters against two. How about that?
Oh, dang. Okay, well, y'all unite. You know what, Alicia? I bet you like licorice, too, don't you?
Sicko.
I do.
See, that's I it. Knew y'all ran together. That's y'all candy it. Corners, licorice-ers.
Alicia and Brown Deer, go away.
Don't call us ever again until later.
Till tomorrow.
Yeah,
we love you guys.
guys. We love you back.
Love you Bye. Too. Bye, Alicia.
She was funny, even though weird at the same
so
time.
So funny. Lori in Caledonia texted in. She said, I'll own it. Candy corn isn't my favorite, but I like it. Reminds me of my grandparents. Exactly, Lori.
Listen.
Exactly.
If I come to your house.
Disgusting.
And there's a bowl of candy corn anywhere.
And Werther's.
And Werther's. I'm going to assume you carry candy in your purse with no wrapper.
And bunch of napkins.
I'm going to turn around to leave, but before I do, I'm going to smack that bowl onto the ground and say you're yes. welcome as I walk out.
Amen. Amen. And if I get to my parents' house at Thanksgiving and there's candy corn out, I'm doing the same thing. I'm throwing the bowl and coming back to Wisconsin.
If any of my people's got candy corn out in their existence, I'm just going to call you Meemaw off rip. I don't care. Dude, you're Nana in my brain now.
Raphael in Grafton texted in, said candy corn is trash. Amen.
Thank you, Rafa, my boy.
Let's go to Tina in Kohler next. Tina, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Tina.
You better like to throw it in the trash, candy corn.
You on our side. You throwing the bowl away, right?
I don't love it. It's not my favorite, but I do enjoy a couple pieces of it.
Oh, no, here it is.
You even indulge?
And I do like the pumpkins, like somebody else said.
Well, somebody texted in and said, y'all listen, only extraterrestrial folks love candy corn. I'm scared.
Y'all eyes blink sideways. I'm convinced. Well,
Carmen in Milwaukee texted in and said, as a kid, I used to take a bite of each color. It speaks Halloween. They taste good.
Each?
Carmen, Tina.
I've never done that.
Alicia, Carmen, and Tina, I'm starting a club for you candy corn lovers, okay?
I'm pretty sure they're already
Can
here.
I tell you a story about it, though?
Not if it's about how good it is.
No, it's not.
No, go.
Go on. I'm teasing. Go on.
My daughter, who has just turned 17, she went to Target one day, and she came back, and she said, Mom, I bought you something. And it was, she said, I know you really like it. And it was a bag of candy corn with the pumpkins in it. So I feel bad not eating it. So that's part of the reason I've been eating it.
Oh, it's because your kid made an emotional connection for you.
They bought it for me. She said, Mom, I know you really like this. And I don't necessarily really like it, but I'm just eating it because you put it in a dish on the kitchen counter.
So now she takes a bite to appeal to the Aww. Kid. And that is the beautiful parent that I could not be. Yes.
You're
sorry.
So nice because
nope.
I would not.
Nope. You better than us.
Tina. Yes. Have a great day, you great mom.
You amazing mother,
oh,
you.
Thank you so much. You guys too.
Bye, Tina.
Whoever texted in, I put candy corn in the same category as Bitto Barf. Kathleen, Mike's wife, Mike in Hartford. Kathleen's babe's on the phone.
We got
phone.
Babe's babe.
Yeah. Hi, Kathleen.
Babe is here. Babe's babe is here.
Morning.
I can't even keep up with the text. They say things like candy corn is like fruitcake at Christmas.
Oh, see?
That is an accurate assessment.
Very much
candy
so.
Candy corn is garbage.
You're with us, Kathleen. Finally.
Finally, somebody's on our side. Fred from Milwaukee texted in and said, candy corn tastes as good as it, as well as a decoration. They're different flavors of candy corn, and they're all good. Convince me otherwise. Fred, you're crazy.
There's not different flavors of candy corn.
It's plastic nastiness. Babe loves it, and he's giving it to Eileen, and I'm like, get this garbage out of
that's a divorceable offense.
Yeah, you should run.
Are you sure you want to have more children with him?
Blink twice if you need help.
We'll come get you.
We will come. No.
I'll just throw away the bag. I'll just throw it away when he's not looking.
Kathleen, stop talking. Send the location. We're coming to get you and the baby right
blink,
now.
Blink.